It's a love affair with my sketchbook. I find peace in my sketchbook.
Hi, Art Supply Posse. I'm dropping in before this episode to let you know about some behind-the-scenes things. The cost of making the podcast has increased significantly during the past few months. If we were to provide you with some PayPal details or perhaps Buy Me a Coffee details, would you be interested in making a one-off payment to support us? In return, you'd be helping to keep the podcast going and would also get access to our bonus episodes. Let me know what you think via kim@artsupplyposse.com or via Instagram.
Hi, Denise. Thanks for joining me today to share your favourite three art supplies. For those who aren't actually familiar with you and your work, would you be able to share just a little bit about yourself, please?
Well, there are... And thank you first for allowing me and asking me to come on. I heard your invite and I jumped on it. So there are many different layers to me, but I'm a wife, mother, grandmother, nurse, and an artist.
Awesome. All good things. All good things. But today we're here to talk art. So let's just jump straight into, can you share with us what is your third favorite art supply, and most importantly, I guess, is why? Why is it that thing that you reach for all the time?
My third favorite would probably have to be my paintbrush.
Yep.
Yes, I would just have to say my paintbrush. I love my watercolor paintbrush.
Yeah, that's pretty sensible. Do you have a particular brand that is your absolute favorite, or are you non-brand? What's the word? Like, you use everything, you know, you're not tied to one brand? Or while we're on the subject of like brands and everything, are we also talking about a particular size brush, right? Because I know some people love a certain size and they use it way more than the other like 400 that they might have in their collection. What sort of brushes is Denise using?
Well, I like Princeton brushes. I really think that they're a really good company and this quality, and I've never had any problems with them, and mm-hmm. they get the job done. So I find something that works, and I've got a couple other favorite brushes too, like from Da Vinci and stuff like that, but. You know, I probably would have to say anywhere between a number 6 round to up to a number 10 round.
Yeah, good selection.
They're workhorses.
Yeah, and they are beautiful brushes, aren't they? I had a friend recommended them to me, I don't know, maybe last year, maybe the year before, I don't know, all the years just become one lately. And she's like, oh, you've got to try them. They're really beautiful. And, of course, everything in Australia is so much more expensive because she's an American. And anyhow, I indulged and bought two. And, oh, they're just beautiful. And I just find myself drawn to them before anything else all the time.
Yeah. They are really, really nice brushes. I really enjoy them, not just for watercolor but acrylic side of it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what would be your second favorite supply?
That would probably have to be my watercolors.
Yay! Yes, good. And what brand are we talking about in our watercolors?
Daniel Smith, I'm tied to them.
Yeah.
I've got them all, but, you know, down from Crayola, you know, to, you know, what I started with, and I still have them. Mm-hmm. Just to your big box stores, but I love Daniel Smith. Yeah. You know, they're just really, I love the granulation that I can get with Daniel Smith. Yeah,
they are gorgeous and they're loved by everyone. I must confess, I have yet to try them, and one day I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to like buy a tube or a couple of tubes. I just have not got there yet. It's just, I don't do enough to justify it in my brain, because like I've got two sets that I love and don't get used enough. And I'm like, oh, you don't need any more. Need and want, you know,
Yeah, I know. Art supplies. Art supplies. It's hard to kick the habit.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. Let's not get started about how many notebooks and sketchbooks I've got in my drawer, because, oh my goodness, that's a whole nother conversation. So what would be your most absolute favorite art supply?
That would be my sketchbook.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because I can take it anywhere mm-hmm. without anything but a pencil. And and it's a love affair with my sketchbook. I find peace in my sketchbook.
That's beautiful. I get that. That is really beautiful. May I ask, what size is it? Because if you can take it with you, we're not talking about a great big thing, I'm assuming, unless you're super keen and like.
Yeah, no, I use it like 8.5 by 8.5. Mm-hmm. And I usually just get the inexpensive ones from, and I make sure it's watercolor sketchbook because, you know, I can use anything, you know, from markers to, you know, if I have an ink pen or, you know, this month's Inktober. So I've got one in the house that I've been, you know, just doodling in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, it'll hold a lot of wet media too. So I make sure it's watercolor paper. But I don't go expensive on my sketchbooks.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you find, is your sketchbook a place to get ideas down to help you develop further on, maybe in a standalone piece of paper or a canvas or into a bigger size? Like, how are you using that sketchbook?
Yes. I have to learn to draw something, especially mm-hmm. if, you know, this month it's pine cones and snowmen and, you know, getting ready for the holidays and Christmas. So I get it the way I want it and I do it a couple times. My mom's wanting some birds. So I'm having to relearn them and give them to her. Do you like these? And, you know, she said, well, you know, I think I'd like, you know, a baby bird, you know, not an adult bird. So yeah, I work it out on my sketchbook and before I take it to the expensive Arches paper.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good idea. And with regards to the actual type of sketchbook, I'm not thinking brands, but I'm thinking more like, is yours like staple bound or is it glue bound or is it like ring bound? Like, do you have a preference? Because I know some people sort of prefer one over the other.
Yeah, I do. I like the, and this has just been worked on, but I like the ones that are sewn.
Yeah.
So I can work across. Yeah. So I can work across. And, you know, they're not expensive. They have like a linen type cover. Mm. I can write on the edge the dates.
Nice.
You know, I have several. And I have several backups.
Do you work on one sketchbook at a time? Because I know some people are really quite militant is probably too strong a word, but they're really quite set in, okay, this is the new sketchbook. This is the one I'm working in until it's absolutely complete. Or are you like me and you've got like 10 on the go?
I've got probably 3 on the go mm-hmm. because I have to let it dry.
Yeah.
So I start in a different one. And then I have one that I work with acrylic inks.
Oh, nice.
In one. So, yeah. And I try to keep my acrylic stuff in one.
Yeah.
Good idea. Well, I guess I do have more than that because I have a couple in the house, you know, that I just doodle with and do ink, you know, just regular ink pen.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that, how you suddenly realize you've got more than you thought.
Yeah, I do.
It's just art supplies, right? Yeah. That's just how it is. Yeah.
Well, I like to have them at the ready in case of, you know, something hits me and I need to get an idea down.
Yeah, I think it's one of the really good things to do is if you can, like maybe not necessarily have one in every room, but have one in maybe the spaces you use the most often, right? You know, people often say, oh, I just don't have time or I can't make the time. But I think the great thing about a sketchbook is it's all contained and it's right there. You can fold it and it doesn't take up much room when you're done with it, so it can sit on a table or, you know, whatever. And unless you're bringing out oil paints, most supplies can kind of just sit around too, right? Like most things don't need too much space, especially if you're just pencil or a pen or something.
Yeah, right. And I usually, you know, I have a separate little space for my acrylic works, but, you know, I mean, I just like to have something at the ready just to get, even if it's cheap, even if it's just a couple dollars from the dollar store, you know, just to get ideas down, you know, and then you can transfer it later into your nicer sketchbook.
Absolutely. Yeah. Terrific. Mm-hmm. So would there be a supply that you would consider an honorable mention that like came close to being in this top three but didn't quite make it?
Oh gosh, probably a couple, you know, but I do like nice cotton paper to put my final paintings on. And, you know, nothing works like with watercolors like cotton, a good cotton paper. And I prefer arches.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful. Well,
yeah, but I don't want to.
But look, Denise, that was a great little short chat about art supplies and your favorites. Thank you for taking the time out. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
We have another guest joining us today to share their favourite three art supplies. Nikki Normandale contacted me on Instagram to say that she would like to talk about her favourite supplies. Remember, if you'd like to chat with me, you can. Just let me know via Instagram or email kim@artsupplyposse.com. Hello, Nikki. Welcome to the posse.
Hi, Kim. Lovely to be here.
Thank you so much for taking time to join us. Let's just start with a quick little introduction from you as to who you are.
Okay, well, my name's Nikki and I'm 49 years old and live in Adelaide, South Australia. I'd say that I've been creative all of my life. You know, when I was younger, I was always doing something creative, stitching, tapestries, cross stitch, and then, basically evolved into scrapbooking, card making, pocket notebooks, you name it, I've done it. but now mostly I'm trying to learn how to watercolour, which I've just basically found that is what makes me the most happy. I know it's hard to learn. I'm not there yet, but, yeah, it's very interesting.
I think the most important thing about art is that it makes you happy. Everything else doesn't matter as long as it makes you happy.
I absolutely agree with that, Kim. I did have a period, coming up to 13 years ago, where I lost my mother to ovarian cancer. And I remember, you know, 2 weeks after she'd passed, just feeling so numb and just could not think, really. And I remember my sister saying, make a card today. And I was like, what? She said, make a card and send a photo of it. And, you know, so I did that. And, you know, it really did help me through my grief creating along the way and, you know, not necessarily journaling my thoughts or anything, but, you know, just taking that time for myself to not actually think, because you're really just focused on what you're creating, aren't you?
Yeah. I think it's incredibly important, and it's more important than a lot of us give it credit for.
Absolutely.
So let's start with, we're going to count down from 3 to 1. So what would be your third favourite art supply?
Well, this one was a tough one for me because it's normally my number one art supply. however, since starting watercolour, it's kind of dropped back a bit because I don't really use them. But I am a bit of a stencil hoarder. I do have probably about 350 stencils to my collection.
Wow.
And I absolutely love them. I just, you know, from 12-inch square to smaller, I just love stencils. So obviously use them a lot with my art journaling. But, I could not be let free into a store if they had things like Stencil Girl stencils, for example. I just had to have them. I just love them.
Well, I was actually going to ask you, so is there a favourite within that, within those stencils, is there a type that you're drawn to more often? And that can either be like a type or a shape or a brand or something like that?
Yeah, so with the art journaling, my favourite is, you know, a floral sort of type. Damask is my favourite pattern, so I probably have about 8 different types of damask. But, yeah, that's evolved a little bit now. I mean, I have learnt a little trick recently through one of my art sisters where you use a flower stencil to watercolour through. So when I learnt that trick, I was absolutely fascinated. So they've been the latest type of stencils that I like to source.
Yeah, that's really cool because it gives you, it combines the two things that you love.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, like I actually made 2 cards of some of my creations recently and sent them to my work boss and work friend for their birthday. And, yeah, just the joy that it brings them just to go, wow, we've actually got one of her special creations. So, yeah, it's definitely good vibes.
That's lovely. That's really good. So what would be your second favourite thing?
All right. Now, I definitely think this one classes as a art supply. And honestly, it's probably, especially with learning watercolour over the last year or two, it's definitely a crutch for me. So I've actually put down technology.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to elaborate it on a bit. So I've got classes, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Libby or the library, because you know, like with watercolor, for example, I've really just been trying my best just to learn it as I go. Since starting to learn, I have a whole bookshelf of watercolor books behind me, which have helped me so much. You know, just by actually understanding what I'm doing by reading through the process. Classes, for example, I'm actually midway through a class by Nikki Trakos from Life I Design, and she's the first person in the last couple of years that actually makes me get it. No disrespect to any of the other teachers out there, but yeah, I'm going to use that as number 2 because, you know, obviously it's a supply because I had to pay for the class. But on top of that, you know, I think for me, I make sure that in some way every day I'm being creative, and I actually count YouTube videos and Instagram and Facebook as also being creative. You know, if I'm not reading a book that I've got from Libby on my library app or borrowed from the library that's related to art, then I'm watching YouTube videos or Instagram inspiration. So, you know, I sort of, even if I can create for 10, 15 minutes a day, that's fantastic. But I always watch those sort of, you know, watch somebody on YouTube. If I want to buy an art supply, I'll get onto YouTube and, you know, research it. So, yeah, obviously technology, that also adds up with things like Amazon and our online local stores. So, you know, without that, we probably would be just learning at home by ourselves or hopefully having a class in our area.
Yeah, well, that's the beautiful thing about technology, isn't it? It gives us all essentially the opportunity to learn, whether that's a new skill or just improving your existing skills, which is just so powerful.
It is. And, you know, I'll definitely fall on Library or the Libby app, for example. I'm not sure if anybody overseas has access to Libby, but it is our online library that we have here in Australia. And I've always got at least 10 books on hold, whether it be electronically. Or, you know, we actually dropped down to the library the other day because one of my holds came in. So, you know, it's something, you know, one thing having a, you know, your own collection at home, but if you've got things that some of the watercolour books, for example, they've got, you know, like an encyclopedia of everything to do with the, you know, the techniques and the tools, and, you know, some of them are really old and you can't buy them anymore. So having a library to be able to borrow it from is pretty good as well.
Yeah, I've also found the really good thing I like about the library is you'll borrow a book. So say, for example, there's something you're interested in, you borrow it and you think, all right, I need this in my life for longer than the 4 weeks I'm allowed to have it. Then you know you can go and buy it.
Definitely.
Like you haven't gone and bought something and not been sure you're going to use it.
Yeah, and that's probably why I have a shelf full of watercolour books behind me at the moment, because I do. I get probably about 15 pages in, and, you know, the one that I got yesterday is The Watercolourist Essential Notebook by Gordon McKenzie, and I'm already going to buy it because it's just a font of information and so many different techniques that I've just not seen yet in anything else that I have.
Yeah, it's pretty special, that, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
All right, so number one, what is your current, and this is the thing with these top three, is it's current as we're talking right now, what is your favourite art supply?
Definitely watercolour brushes. And, you know, something, it's like any art supply, probably like your oil pastels, for example. Once you find that certain brand that just feels good for you, you just can't let it go. You know, I did start off with Princeton Neptune brand watercolour brushes, and I do still like them. I'm still fascinated by the handles. It's, I think, maybe a magpie in a previous life. But, you know, they've been really good to learn with. I do have some art sisters who are really terrible enablers, so we'll catch up and they'll show me this really nice new brush that they have, or collection of paints, etc. So the latest one that I found is the silver black velvet brush, and I absolutely love it. You know, my friend who recommended it, when she let me use it at our art catch up, it was just sort of like, oh my, I'm gonna have to buy these, because like, there's just something about them. And you know, whoever it was that invented the travel brushes as well, like, I use the Escoda Prado brand. I haven't really tried many others because these ones were also recommended by my enablers / art sisters. But, you know, I like just how lightweight they are and how they feel. Like, they're really good quality. And, you know, just the fact that they've been designed to collapse into itself but also dry without wrecking the brush is, yeah, definitely money well spent. So, you know, I think, you know, for me, I was trying to watercolour for probably about 6 months, and I said to my friends, you know, like, I just don't understand why I'm not getting it. Like, what's wrong with me? And, you know, I can't do anything like the way you guys do it. And, you know, they sort of sat with me and said, you know, you've got to have really good brushes and you've got to have really good paper. That's what's going to make it work. So, yeah, no, I definitely stand by the brushes. I have always been a bit of a brush fan, even with my mixed media. But, yeah, watercolour brushes. I'm kind of at the stage now where I'd be happy just to have a few different sizes of the one brand, even though I've got probably lots of different sizes of other brands that'll probably be given away to my niece or something.
So is there anything that you would consider comes close to being in that top three but just didn't quite make it?
Oh, well, I'd say, you know, one of the things that I did write down, like, I've got two things, and one's definitely not necessarily an art supply. I'm not sure if you've heard of Sarah Renee Clark. She's also a fellow Aussie, and she has had it on electronically before, but last year she released her Colour Cube. And it's all different sets of palettes. Like, this box has, I mean, you can get two boxes, but I thought, no, just start with one. But each box has around about 200 cards in it, and they're all colour schemes of colour palettes. But on the back of the cards, it has the reference for the type of pencil it is, you know, colour-wise, and where it is on the colour scale. But it also has the digital colour reference as well. Now, I'm not a digital artist in any way, but I'm not really good at putting colours together. So, especially with what I've been learning in watercolour, I mean, obviously I know my colour wheel and how colour theory works, but just thinking, you know, today I'm actually going to try and do one of these flower stencils, and this is the kind of, you know, I'll get the box out and go, I like these colours, I'm using them. So it's kind of tied in with my colour mixing, learning how to colour mix and get to know my paints a little as well, which is like the class I explained from Nikki Trakos. You know, you're trying to learn how to use your supplies and what you can get out of them. So, yeah, if you haven't already seen it, she does have the physical colour cube, but you can also get it in digital format. I think she's had the digital for quite a few years, so really definitely worth a look. So apologies if you're just about to spend some money on those, but they're definitely worth it.
Well, look, we are all about enabling here.
And, yeah, while we're speaking about enabling, it's not something you buy. It's something that you are very fortunate to have, but I think that, you know, art sisters and the art community is definitely what, you know, it's not something that you can pack in a bag to take away for your, with your other supplies, but, you know, having that small group of friends that can just sit together and teach you things that you don't know, or you can teach them something, or mostly enabling as well, you know, like, oh, did you see this? I bought this. And, you know, and it's just a really nice little community to be around. But, you know, I know that whenever, you know, my art sisters and I will try to catch up at least once a month, once every 2 months, and we'll just spend the day together and we'll try to create something. Sometimes we don't. But, you know, I just feel such a great energy for days after just being around fellow artists, and it's, you know, it's definitely a good vibe. It's something that we should all do regularly, I think.
Yeah, it is pretty powerful to be around like-minded people that feel and kind of get things the same way you do.
Absolutely.
Nikki, that was a terrific little list. I love it. I think there's a lot of stuff you people might find themselves investigating further. Just to tie things up, where can people find you online if they'd like to see what you're up to?
Okay, I mostly share all of my creations on Instagram, so you can find me under miss_Nikki, N-I-C-K-Y, _creates, and that's basically it. I did have a Facebook page, but I've been pretty slack with updating that, but again, that's Miss Nikki Creates as well. Yeah, just mostly Instagram, because I just find it's just so much easier just to snap a picture.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you, Nikki. I appreciate you taking time.
Thanks so much, Kim.